Welcome to the Best of Bob's Breakfast Show podcast. It contains material from the morning show, which can be found live at 93.9 FM in Ottawa, Canada, or online at www.939bobfm.com every day at 5:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. For international times and more information on Vinny and his co-hosts and more podcasts, visit www.vinnywhite.co.uk. Here comes the best bits of recent shows that have gone out on air. Thanks for downloading the Best of Bob's Breakfast Show podcast with Vinny and Sandy.
Breakfast is on, Ottawa. Bob's Breakfast with Vinny, Mel, and Sandy.
Ooh. Go away for a week and everything changes. Hello.
Welcome back.
Nice to be here. And we've got Mel as well.
Hi.
Now incorporated in the jingles, I see.
I refused to come back till they did that.
Oh.
I wasn't on holidays. I was on, like, my little one-person strike.
Such a diva.
Yeah.
I'm only coming back when I've got all the red M&Ms in one bag and all the blue M&Ms in the other bag. I don't work under these conditions.
Morning, Sandy. How are you, mate?
Very well. Very well. Nice to see you both back. Hammer's still here, of course, plugging away. Hammer,
Morning.
Hammer, what did you do? Never mind Vinny and Mel. What did you do on the weekend, Hammer?
Well, I barbecued. I washed my car. Why do you set me up to make my life look so simple and boring?
Because it's become a theme on this show. Every time somebody has something exciting that they did, well, Hammer tells us what he did.
Vinny, what did you do your week of holidays?
I went to Cuba.
There we go.
Cuba.
Cool. What made you choose Cuba?
Sun and very, very much a last-minute deal. Very much.
I
booked it 3 days before I left. And I just went into my travel agent guy and said, help me out, send me somewhere hot, and somewhere that I've never been. And he sent me there. And I'm going to kill him.
Why?
It was all right. I'm going to talk about it at somewhat more length later.
Right.
I have some notes, which there's a couple of things I'd like to get off my chest. In extreme simplicity, it was all right, but I shall get into it later. Is there a sort of a hazy fuzz? Can you hear that?
I can hear that.
Is that still the beach? It sounds like I'm speaking into a conch shell.
You brought the beach back to you, Vinny.
Mine?
Brought
mine?
Back with you.
Can you hear that kind of hissy noise? Mm. What's that about?
Stop talking.
Is that what I have to do now? What the hell am I doing back here? I knew that I always wanted this.
What did you do, Mel, when you were away last week?
Not a whole lot. I did some work on the house that we're attempting to build.
Are we away now? Honestly, I go away for a week and now we're away. You're speaking as a we.
Did you get married?
No.
Well, can we now safely say on air that you've got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, don't get all... You were away a minute ago. Don't denounce him. What are you, Judas?
And you guys are building a house?
Oh. It's important not to rush into things. Honestly, who gets a boyfriend that says, maybe we can go out for dinner? No, let's build a house. She'll be pregnant next week. Sorry. Anyway, it's nice to see you back, Will.
It ended up being one of the most beautiful sunsets I have ever seen.
Yeah.
Did you guys poke your head out last night of wherever it was that you were?
I tried to take pictures, but my camera really sucks, so it didn't work.
The skies were yellow and pink and purple and magenta, fuchsia, taupe.
Mauve.
Mauve. Beige. Orange.
It was
cyana,
awful. I was trying to put Emery to bed and it was too bright. Like, it's 8 o'clock
just
at night.
You to say that.
Come on!
Honest to God.
Turn the lights off.
Isn't he just the most miserable barbie? He's like a big bloody ogre.
I've got stuff to do.
Yeah, but look at her. Oh, look at the beauty of the world. Look at you. I want to put my kids to bed. Mel, there's a storm a-brewing. Well, is it not a-brewing? What's the opposite of brewing?
Unbrewing?
Dissipating?
Unbrewing, I think, is the technical weather word for it.
It's been downgraded, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's a post-tropical storm depression thingy. Post-tropical storm. Thingy.
We're talking about Irene, which has had a lot of coverage, particularly the American media networks, with shouty people. It's very shouty.
They're very shouty.
Aren't they? But Irene's coming! Shut up! Everyone's going to die! Are they? No! They made a big mountain out of a molehill. Yeah, it was quite bad. It's not that bad, is it?
Oh, no, it's better now. I mean, there were about 20 people killed in the States, and it was a bad storm. If you saw some of the footage from New York City, which was just a ghost town, it was bizarre to see it so empty in the middle of the day.
To get some water in the subway system, so today, if you are in New York City, you're not getting anywhere too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump's hair looked awful.
As opposed to normally. So beautiful. It'd probably look better in a storm, his hair, wouldn't it?
Well, he flap out
of his stupid face.
He has a comb over, but most people when they do a comb over, it's from one side of your head to the other. His is from back to front.
Yeah,
it is.
Have
you seen a back to front comb over before?
Yeah, it's a comb forward.
Yes.
And sometimes it looks like he's perched a small cloud just above his brow.
Yes.
Permanent cloud.
Just be bald. It's okay. I mean, you can be bald and still have a successful career, right, Hammer?
Thank you, Mel. You can.
And sex life, right, Hammer?
Yes. As long as you get your woman early. And then it's fine. You marry them, you lock them in, and then you're good to go.
Oh, by early, I thought you meant 5 o'clock.
We can all learn from Prince William. He did it, didn't he? He was on the way out. He's like, oh, no, I'm losing it. I'm going to pop the question sharpish.
Yeah, I'm sure the royalty and the money had nothing to do with that.
No, Captain Cynical. That's a real love story, wasn't it, Sandy? We loved it.
We're back.
Yeah. Morning.
Breakfast is on, Ottawa. Bob's Breakfast with Vinny, Mel and Sandy.
Reunited in unison. Beautiful days here, 6:21. And you know, I must admit, perhaps this is a little bit sad, I'm glad to be back at work.
Wow, that must mean you didn't have a great trip.
It wasn't perfect. Yeah, there were a few flaws.
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I went to Cuba last week, and it was a rushed decision to go. I've always been very interested in Cuba for a number of reasons. I was quite excited about it, but it didn't really work out how I wanted. What I normally do when I go on a trip is chuck a backpack on, rent a motorbike or whatever, and cruise around meeting people, staying in hostels and having fun. And impromptu events always happen from that, because you can't not meet someone in a youth hostel because you're sharing a kitchen.
Yeah.
So inevitably you'll be making a cup of tea or perhaps something a little stronger, and someone will come in and have a little chat, and before you know it you're in a restaurant with them, and before you know it there's, you know, people from all around the world getting on. And I really enjoyed that, and that's where I sort of come alive. And I've been around the world doing that, and I haven't done it for ages, so I thought I'd, you know, revisit hostel life and revisit the backpack. So I dusted it off, popped it on, and walked out my front door. And it was a bit of a, I don't know, I think I might have to use the word disaster.
Really? And yeah. You don't use that word often at all.
Do you want something stronger? It was a bit of a show.
Why?
With another word in it. How about that? Well, the problem with Cuba is communist. Now, communism is, in many ways, a great idea. Marx was really onto something, that Marx fella and Engels. But it doesn't always work out how it should do. I mean, the idea is, of course, everyone gets to spread the wealth and everyone kind of lives in reasonable harmony.
So a doctor makes the same as a bus driver?
Yeah, exactly. And no one owns anything because everything's owned by the state. So if you get in a taxi, it's Fidel Castro's taxi, or Raul Castro's in more recent times. He's passed leadership onto his brother. So, and if you own a house, well, you don't really. It's owned by the state. Everything is owned by the state. And as a result, some things work really well. For example, healthcare in Cuba is exceptional. If you've ever seen the Michael Moore documentary Sicko, it often highlights that it's actually better than a lot of US healthcare. So well done there. Literacy is incredible. It's pretty much 100% across the board. So well done there. Very good for Latin America. Excellent. But there's massive, massive, massive problems. And they involve the idiot idea of having two currencies. So me, as a tourist, I have to get the CUC. Hammer, you've been to Cuba. You know what I mean, don't you?
I was straight up American funds.
Yes.
And they enjoyed that.
So what happens is, if you get the CUC, it's just over an American dollar. It used to be an American dollar, but then they put it up by 10%, which all goes to Castro. And you get your dollar, and you spend that, and you never use the Cuban peso, which the commoners use, all right? The residents of the islands. And of course I say that flippantly, Now, I want to live in harmony with them, and I want to get on their buses, and I want to speak Spanish as much as I can and sit in their cafes and restaurants. But the divide, the disparity is such that it's pretty much impossible. So I spent last week probably about $200, $300 on taxis. Just getting around the island from bus station to hotel, from hotel to train station. Whereas, you know, in any other country, I'd probably be a few cents. Mm. So I'm spending a lot of money to live a life as a rich tourist, which I don't want to do. I want to be on the buses with the chickens and the locals. But I can't get on those buses because they won't let me on there.
Why wouldn't they let you on?
Because I don't have their peso, and I'm discouraged from getting on their buses, and I'm discouraged from staying in the hotels that they stay in because I'm an extremely, to them, wealthy tourist. So the disparity is such that it's really difficult to live their life. And it's also extraordinarily expensive.
Really?
If you do it the normal way, the way Hammer did it, and dare I say the right way, you'll get on a plane, an all-inclusive package, they'll stick an armband on you, you'll be in the sun, next to a swimming pool, with probably your girlfriend or someone else's, whatever. It's your life. And then you'll go to a private beach, and you'll swim in the sea, and you'll eat reasonable food that's all-included, and you'll probably do one day trip, which you'll book in your hotel. But Vinny doesn't work like that.
Yeah, and that's
Vinny
not your
really
idea.
Should work like that. Because no, that's you know the way what? You have to in Cuba, really.
I think that your idea of a vacation is much more appealing. Now, of course, people are going to be divided on that. The all-inclusive is a certain kind of trip that has its appeal. But getting to know the actual country, getting to know the people and the culture and all of that, the real way to do it is to do what you do. So I think you take your chances that way because you came back with not the best stories. It wasn't the best vacation.
Yeah.
Yet you do it the way that I feel people should do it.
Thank you. I'm glad you commend it. I think I won't ever stop doing it. I would never go back to Cuba and try and do that again. On account of the fact I spent a lot of time waiting for buses that locals got on that I couldn't, or I legally wasn't allowed, or was discouraged from getting on. I spent a lot of money on taxis. I spent, for example, a day and a half looking for batteries. The simple things like that. Your camera runs out of batteries.
Oh, no!
Look!
No batteries?
So you go to the capital of any country that isn't communist, and you can pick up some batteries. I had to go to an electrical shop, which involved getting a bus.
I'm glad you're okay.
I'm going to go and punch Mel. I'm going to punch Mel. I don't know why I came back. I should have stayed in communist Cuba with the potholes and the lack of batteries and the rip-off prices. Because at least you weren't there. And no matter what they say about Raul Castro, and he may have a bitter tongue and a harsh point, but he's not as evil as Melanie Adams.
It's Bob's Breakfast with Vinnie, Mel and Sandy. With Vinnie, Mel and Sandy.
Sure about that laugh. I'm not keen on these. I don't mind the sort of jazzy, funky bears.
What?
That doesn't offend me. It's that laugh, and I think it's yours. Sorry. You know your laugh in real life. I just don't like it.
Go back to Cuba.
That is rude.
How can you not like a laugh? I don't think that's me anyway.
Do you want to hear it again?
It's not me.
I think it is.
That's a stunt laugh.
You're a chipmunk. It's after he says
breakfast
this
is on Ottawa. Bob's Breakfast with Vinny, Mel, and Sandy.
There.
It sounds like a chipmunk.
I think it's Sandy sped up.
Yeah.
Why would they speed me up? And why would they use me in the first place?
I don't know why they'd use you. That's why it annoys me, because I might talk about something really serious here. I'm not going to, because it's not really what we do on this show. But I might.
If I wanted to.
It would have a chipmunk laughing in the background. You know? 25 died today. And there's some laughing going on. Can't do that.
We need one that says our names and then someone just goes...
Yeah. Maybe we could tape an old woman looking out of a window in the rain.
Like a Fellini film? Yeah. We're not talking about sad stuff. We're talking about happy stuff. And we're only a few minutes away.
That is Sandy. There it is. That is Sandy's line.
Well, it's just reflective of
your personality.
You know how many thousands of people are waiting with bated breath right now for us to play Beat Bob's
Is that why all the phones are ringing?
Well, yeah. And so that's a very happy thing.
Can you tell us more about it?
Sure. Well, this is a game that we have.
CTV and CTV2 are...
CTV2 has kicked off today.
What happened there?
The computer decided to fire itself.
Is it because Sandy was talking and you weren't?
I had nothing to do with it. I wasn't even looking at it, so it was not my spit.
Right, Sandy, as I was asking before, Hammer rudely and egocentrically ruined everything. Could you tell us more about how to win $10,000, please?
Well, we get lucky caller number 9 on to play, and we chat with them a little bit. And then what we have done away with is the PIN number. You don't need anything but just to be the right caller through.
So you can phone naked with no instructions?
Absolutely.
613-750-9393. Now, when should you phone that number?
When you hear the big voice say, okay, it's time to play Beat Bob's Bank.
And when roughly will we be hearing that big voice?
Any minute now.
Well, like now?
Maybe.
Okay, it's time to play the $10,000 Beat Bob's Bank. Let's get back to Bob's Breakfast with Vinny, Mel, and Sandy.
Let's. 93.9 by FM. I went to Cuba last week. It was all right. It wasn't great. They haven't got any youth hostels there, and I thought I was going to be renting a motorbike and staying in youth hostels. Couldn't find anywhere to rent a motorbike, and couldn't find any youth hostels because they haven't got any. So it wasn't exactly going to plan. It was my idiot fault for not looking at the guidebook properly before I left. So in a mission to go on and do something a little different, I moved from my hotel in Havana to Varadero. Now, a lot of Canadians will be familiar with Varadero. That's where most Canadians fly in on package holidays and hang out on the beach. And I thought, oh, yeah, it'd be fun. I'll go there, but I'll go there slightly differently. I'll go on the Hershey train. You know Hershey chocolate?
Yeah.
Well, the guy that, Mr. Hershey, that founded Hershey chocolate, he had a sugar plantation in Cuba because it's got a pretty good climate. A lot of sugar grows there. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, he decided to build an electric train, which rumbles its way about, it should theoretically be about an hour and 20 minutes on a bus. But if you take the train, it's 4.5 hours. So, it's not exactly a Japanese bullet train. I've never been on a train like it. It was fantastic.
Does it stop a lot?
It stops everywhere at stations. And I say stations in inverted commas, because really it's like a concrete shoebox. And you can just kind of stand up and get on the train. The doors don't shut, right, for a start.
Oh, so you can just jump on
if
and
you
jump
want,
off?
Yeah, jump on, jump off. And there's kids running about. And you're like, I'm a bit worried. Their parents don't seem worried, but I'm a bit worried a child is going to fall off any second. But, you know, these countries, everything seems to work out somehow.
Is it really called the Hershey train?
Yeah, the Hershey train. Look it up. It's amazing.
Do the cars look like big chocolate bars from outside?
Do you live in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory?
I wish.
So I get on this train, it rumbles along, takes hours and hours and hours. It's totally the slowest possible way of getting to Varadero. And there's doors open all the way. People getting on and off with machetes. Which is not normal, is it? You don't see that.
Well, they've been... That's when I would get off the train.
Yeah, it is quite threatening. At one point, I fell asleep and I woke up and there was a man in front of me with a machete dangling in my face. And I was like, I feel a bit threatened, but he was just a sugar plantation worker.
So it's like a size.
Yeah, like a size.
Cut off the cross.
Exactly. Oh. So that was all going on. Health and safety is questionable on these trains. It rumbled along and finally got to its destination. And then, of course, I jumped in a 1950s car and cruised down to the hotels of Varadero, and what a culture shift that is, from rags to riches. Now all of a sudden I'm staying in a hotel, which was I'm only going to describe it as a rip-off. $160 a night in Cuba? Are you serious?
Is it on the beach?
Yeah, Varadero. Oh. Well, everyone that comes in does it on an all-inclusive. They don't tend to get an idiot Brit rock up with a backpack on going, hi, I want fun. So I get put in this hotel. Everyone's a couple. Everyone's a couple. I've never felt so bloody alone in my life.
Why are you surprised? All right. A, that the hotel per night is extremely expensive since the Brit did not go all inclusive.
Yeah.
And that people staying at these resorts, that there's couples here.
Yeah.
Is that why you've been showing me so many pictures of chickens? Did you hook up with a chicken?
Sandy!
That's completely innocent.
Zoophilia.
To have a chicken. No, I'm talking about having a chicken as a friend, a buddy to walk around with and enjoy.
Like the volleyball that Tom Hanks had.
Yes! Exactly.
I see.
Did you just walk around with a chicken talking to a chicken the entire time? Hey, sir.
I'm actually.
Why do you have a chicken under your arm?
It's a new Disney movie, The Chicken and the Brit.
So now I get to this hotel, I check in. All right. I don't know if I can do this. All right, so I get to this hotel and I check in. I say I'll check in, not a chicken.
Chicken.
Was it extra with the chicken, though?
For goodness
is that
sake.
Maybe that's why it was
$160. I smuggled the chicken, and yes, my best friend is a chicken. All right? There, it's out there. So I went in with a hypothetical chicken and checked into my rip-off room, met a few couples. I hate couples when I'm single. It drives me mad. They're all lovey-dovey, looking in each other's eyes. They're all on honeymoon. So I thought, I'll get away from it all, and I go down the beach, right? And Varadero Beach is amazing, but it's all private. So I get down there, and it's all owned by the hotel. Which means it's all quite authoritarian. I got in the sea. I've just got off a train journey that took 5 hours. I've been pestered by annoying couples. Get in the sea. Some guy comes out and goes, you'll have to get out of the sea. You can't tell me to get out of the sea. I'm my own free agent. I'm a backpacker, man. I'm roughing it. I'm in the sea. I can do what I like. He goes, you'll have to get out. There's a storm coming. And I've been told to tell him, look at all these couples coming out of the sea with me. And I'm like, oh, they're all adhering to it. What are you doing? Just do what you want to do. I can't believe that this is happening. So I get thrown out of the sea. Look, I've just been on a train with the health and safety standards of 1922, right? Kids mucking about with machetes, nearly falling off the train. And now you're not even allowing me in the sea. He goes, go and use a swimming pool. So I'm sat there with bloody couples all around me. Never felt so alone, just me and a chicken.
Thanks for downloading the Best of Bob's Breakfast Show podcast with Vinny and Sandy. www.vinnywhite.co.uk